box. Hello, it's time again to read from your emails and respond to your questions and comments. Welcome to Mailbox. And let's get down to business. From Brazil, Marcelo Rogozinski sent us this query.
Would you be so kind as to inform me of the website or email address of the Terezin International Music Center? Thanks in advance.
The Terezin International Music Center was launched in April this year in Terezin, north of Prague, a former military fortress and garrison town which the Nazis turned into a concentration camp during World War II. After the war, the town again housed a military garrison for many years. The army finally left it some 10 years ago, leaving behind many empty buildings, and the pullout had a negative impact on the local economy. Various projects have been considered to turn Terezin into a vibrant modern town. The non-profit Terezin International Music Center project is meant to bring together young people from around the world with a special emphasis on music, but also involving the theater and visual arts. The website of the organization is to be found at www.timuc.eu. And from the United States, Jay Ham has sent in this.
Hey, last night the 8th on the 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time show aired on WRN via Sirius Satellite. Your broadcast went out in the middle of the last segment. 20 minutes into the broadcast, it became dead air for 30 seconds or so, and then music came on for 3 minutes, only for Radio Prague to return, but with the show from 3rd October. The story on Písek, to be exact. So anyway, I figure it is WRN's fault, but just want to let you know.
I forwarded this email to our shortwave transmission expert, Aldrich Cheap. He explained to me that this was a technical fault involving the program feed of Radio Prague from the WRN headquarters in London to the Sirius satellite. He's in touch with the WRN staff and will draw their attention to it. Thank you for letting us know. And Hans Hildebrand is writing from New Hampshire.
Hello, everyone. I was listening to your broadcast tonight on 6200 shortwave, and I have decided to learn more about the Czech Republic. This means I'll be tuning in often. Your website is excellent and has loads of information, one of the best radio sites I've ever seen. I talk to the Czech Republic often via radio telegraph, as I am a ham radio operator. Best wishes to all of you at Radio Prague, and keep up the good work.
Thank you for letting us know that you are out there. It's great to know that we have new listeners joining us. Please do let us know where and how you are tuning into Radio Prague, or if you just read our website. And of course, what you think about our programs, what you think may be missing in them, and what you would like to hear about. I'm afraid we are running out of time, so let me repeat our October competition for one last time. Our mystery man was born in Prague on October the 5th, 1781. He was a learned man, a Catholic priest, but also a mathematician, theologian, philosopher and logician. As a lecturer at Prague University, he was known for his anti-militaristic views. His views were seen as too liberal by the authorities, and he was dismissed from the university and exiled to the countryside. His works had not been fully published until the middle of the 20th century. Please send us your suggestions by October the 31st, and you can add a few details about the mystery man if you like. Next Sunday is a national holiday here in the Czech Republic, and Radio Prague has prepared a special program for that day. But Mailbox will be back in 2 weeks' time to announce the winners of our monthly listeners' competition. Until then, please keep those letters and reception reports coming to the usual addresses, english@radio.cz or Radio Prague, 12099 Prague. Thanks for listening, and bye-bye.